Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Mem, and we will begin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the ninth wide line. We learned in the Mishnah, and we learned in the Brice in the previous shiur, that if the nest, which Shiluach HaKein is going to be done with, is prepared, then there is no mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. The Mishnah went on to say that so too there is no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein with joining hadrasoyes. Starts the Gemara, Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon, Chad Tani hadrasoyes with the Dalet before the Reish, Chad Tani hadrasoyes with the Reish before the Dalet. Explains the Gemara, Man the Tani hadrasoyes, the opinion that it pronounces it hadrasoyes, Hashem Hordus. It has that name because of Hordus. Hordus, we know, was a king who actually was originally a servant to the Chashmonaim, and then rebelled against them and became king. And these birds, as we will see in a moment, are birds that he raised. However, the one who says that they to pronounce Hadrasoyus, Hashem Bekoimam, there was a place called Hadras, where obviously they raised and these kind of birds. On Rav Kahana, comments Rav Kahana, Ladi Chazyon, I saw these birds, the Kaimi Shitsundari, the Fosim Mila. I saw them standing 16 rows of these birds, with each row being a mil wide. That's how most Mepharshim explained the Gemara. I did see that the Mepharshim explained the Gemara that I saw 16 generations of these birds. Vahavakari, Kiri Kiri. And they would constantly proclaim Kiri Kiri, Master Master. They were trained by Hordus to constantly yell out Kiri Kiri, Master Master. For as we just said, Hordus was an Eved, and he really wasn't deserving of the kingdom. So to show that he was truly the king, he trained these birds to constantly say Kiri Kiri. Have a Chadminayu, there was one bird, do I have a Kari Kiri Kiri? They refused to announce Kiri Kiri. Amle Chavarta, so another bird said to it, Suma, you blind fool, Amri Kiri Kiri, be smart and proclaim Kiri Kiri. Because otherwise, obviously the king is going to get angry at you. Amra, so this bird said back to it, Suma Amra Kiri Biri. It isn't smart, it isn't correct to call this Hordus a master. It makes sense to call him a slave, because that's, as we just said, where he actually originally came from. Asyu v'shachtua. Because it called Hordus a slave, they killed it. Amra Vashi, Amalei Rav Chanina Milan. Rav Chanina said to me when this episode was said, that this entire episode is just words. It's impossible that this should have ever happened, that birds should have such a dialogue. Says the Gemara, Milan Salkadaitach, can we say that this entire episode is not true? It's an episode that was told to us by Rav Kahana. And Rav Kahana certainly wouldn't say something which isn't accurate. El Eima B'milin. So Rashi says El B'milin means that what happened was that they spoke to each other through Kishuv. That's what Rashi explains. Others explain what it means is that birds do have a language in which they speak to each other. And B'milin means that language was the language that they used to speak to each other. We learned in the Mishnah, Oif Tomei Potter Melishalev. There is no din of Shiluach HaKein by a non-kosher bird. Ask the Gemara Menon Emili. Answers the Gemara, Om Rav Yitzchak Amikro, Ki Kare Kan Tzipo Lefanecha. Oif, if the Torah uses the words Oif, Mashmalei, Bein Tahor, Bein Tomei, it means either a kosher or a non-kosher bird. But Tzipo, since we see that the Torah uses the word Tzipor, Tar Ashkhandikri Tzipor, a kosher bird is called Tzipor Tamei la'aschan de kutzipur, a non-kosher bird is not called tzipur. And the Gemara begins with a number of challenges to this point. Toshma. The pasuk says that one may not tabnus called behemah sheba oretz, tabnus called tzipur konav asher toh b'shemayim. We're not allowed to make a carved image of any animal or bird. My laugh, tzipur, where the Torah says that you're not allowed to make a carved image of a bird, it means bein tar bein tami, a kosher or non-kosher bird. And konav means chagovim, grasshoppers. And as the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question, certainly the Gemara assumes correctly that it is the intent of the Torah to say that all types of images are also both. There's no reason to distinguish between the carved image of a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. So the Gemara goes on to assume that what the Torah is teaching us by saying tzipor is by saying that all birds, kosher and non-kosher birds, you may not make an image of them. And then the Torah goes on to say that even the chagovim, even the konav, even the small grasshoppers, we're not allowed to make an image of. So isn't that clearly an indication that we're not allowed to make an image even of a tzipor includes a non-kosher bird as well? Answers the Gemara. Loi. The way to understand the pasuk is as follows. Tzipor, a kosher bird, the word tzipor only means tar, a kosher bird. The word kanof represents tamei, the non-kosher bird, the chagovim and the grasshoppers. Tashma, someone asks another question. The pasuk says in Tehillim, hachai v'cho behema, remes v'tzipor kanof. And again, ask the Gemara, my lad, aren't we to understand the pasuk that tzipor means being tar, being tar, both a kosher and non-kosher bird. So konof means chagovim. Says the Gemara loy. Again, tzipor means tahar, konof means the tamei, the non-kosher bird, and the chagovim, the grasshopper. Tashma, the pasuk says, ko tzipor, kol konof. The Torah here is referring to all of the birds and animals that HaKadosh, that Noach brought into the Teva. And again, ask the Gemara, my lap could makshina, that tzipor means both kosher and non-kosher birds, and kadosh means grasshoppers. Loi, again the Gemara says, k'rima shaninan, like we answered, tzipor means only kosher birds, kanof means the non-kosher birds and the grasshoppers. Toshma, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, vata ben adam, emma le tzipor kol kanof. The pasuk is telling us that when there will be the Mechama of Gog the Magog, any animal or bird that will survive will be eaten by those armies. My love, again asked the Gemara, Kadachinan, doesn't tzipor mean all types of bird and kadach mean grasshoppers? Answers the Gemara, again Kadachinan, like we've been answering, tzipor means only kosher birds, kadach means the grasshoppers. Tashma. So Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk in Daniel. Over anfi yedavin tzipor shemayim. Over there, Nebuchadnezzar sees a dream where there's a huge tree with all types of animals under that tree, and he sees that large, big tree has all types of birds in it, and then that tree is cut down and the tree is cut down. And of course, it's an allusion to what happened to Nebuchadnezzar, where Nebuchadnezzar was the great king, but he was cut down and he lived amongst the animals for 7 years. And there, as the Rishonim all point out, we can't say that the pasuk means that, we'll say the same parrots, that tzipor means the kosher birds, and that the non-kosher birds are set elsewhere, because there the pasuk only speaks about the tzipor. So since the pasuk only speaks about the tzipor, it's obvious that it's only referring to kosher birds. There's only one tzipor, so it's referring both to kosher and non-kosher birds. Answers the Gemara, tzipor shemayo ikru, tzipor stamloi ikri. When we have the word tzipor shemayo, that certainly includes both kosher and non-kosher birds. When we have the word tzipor alone, it only means kosher birds. Toshma. So the pasuk says, there the Torah is speaking about the birds we may eat. And the pasuk says, Kol tzipa pahayra techeru. May bechlal. What's the Torah teaching us? Kosher bird, tzipa tahayra, you may eat. The tzipa tameya, you may not eat. But isn't this clearly indication, mechlal, the ikisur, isn't this a clearly indication that there are non-kosher tzipayrim? Says the Gemara, loy. What it means is, isn't this a clearly indication that there are non-kosher tzipayrim? Loy, what it means is the ikisurim. There are kosher birds that still under certain circumstances may not be eaten. Ask the Gemara, mayhi, which kosher bird is being referred to here that even though it's kosher, it may not be eaten? Each trefa, if we're going to say that we're talking about a bird that's treif, the Hedik says, the Torah tells us explicitly that we're not allowed to eat a treifa bird. And it's important for us to take a moment to describe again what exactly is the procedure of the purification of Metzorah. What he has to do is bring two birds. One bird is slaughtered over a kicheres with mayim chayim. The other bird is dipped into that water and blood and used to sprinkle on the metzairah, and then that bird that was used, that live bird, is set away. So if the Torah is saying the shchut to the metzairah, that the Torah is teaching us that we're not allowed to eat that bird that is slaughtered in the procedure with the metzairah, ask the Gemara, I don't need that, this pasuk to teach us that. Masefer the Kora Nafka. From the end of the pasuk, we already know that halacha. Because the pasuk says, V'zeh shloi toich lumahem, these birds may not eat them. And the Braisa says that, what does that come to teach us? L'rabois, shchuta mitzayra, that you're not allowed to eat. The shchuta of the mitzayras. So we already have a pasuk to teach that. So we're back to where we started. Isn't this clearly an indication that the bird, isn't this clearly an indication that Tzipor is coming to teach us non-kosher Tzipirim, but what will teach us is that Tzipirim include non-kosher birds as well? Says no Loi. Loi Lam, the Pasuk at the beginning of Kol Tzipor Tahayra is coming to teach us that we're not allowed to eat a Shchut to the Metzorah. We just said that we already know from the end of the Pasuk that there's a law for eating the Shchut to the Metzorah. Answers the Gemara, what the purpose of the Pasuk is to do, to teach us not only is one over a lav if he eats the shchut of the metzayra, but he's also over a mitzvah sasei. Ask the Gemara if we're already saying this teretz. And as the Mefarshim explained, it's a teretz that the Gemara typically avoids. Because typically the Gemara doesn't want to say that we're going to be over an essay and lois sasei. But here, because the Gemara had no other teretz, that's the teretz the Gemara is saying. So then we could go back and say that the pasuk is come to teach us the halacha of a treifa. Why don't we say that the pasuk is teaching us the halacha of a treifa, and it's teaching us the lav ala be'essay v'loisasei, that we're over an essay and a loisasei when you eat a treifa? Answers the Gemara. We're learning that the beginning of the pasuk is come to teach us you're over an essay. But now we have two options, where would that essay apply? Either by a shchuta of the mitzayra or by a treifa. So says the Gemara, one of the ways that we apply understanding of a pasuk throughout the Torah is Dava Halom Binyana. We look at the context. And since we already said that the end of this pasuk is talking about a shchuta of the mitzayra, or Binyana the shchuta ksiv, since we said that the end of the pasuk is talking about a shchut of mitzayra, that's what the lav is teaching us, it makes sense to say that the beginning of the pasuk, which teaches us the mitzvah say, is also speaking about the shchut of the mitzayra. Tashma, the pasuk says, again when we speak about the mitzayra, the pasuk says, Tziva koyin, v'loka from a tar, shtei tziparim chayis tahayris, Veitz Erez Vishni Tulas Ve'ezov. Shtei Tziparim Chayis. My Chayis. What does the word Chayis come to teach us? Lav Shechayis Beficha. That these are Tziparim that you may eat. And the Torah is teaching us that what kind of birds should be used for this procedure? Kosher birds.
Mechlal, and the Torah is teaching us, Dikah, the Lashchais B'Picha, that there are Tzipayrim that we may not eat, because they're non-kosher, but that would indicate that the word Tzipayrim refers to non-kosher birds as well. Says the Gemara Loi. What the Torah means to say here is, My Chais, Shechayim Rosh Evarim Shulhem, that they're not missing any limbs. That even though normally a bird could be brought when it's missing limbs, here you're not allowed to have a bird that's missing limbs for this procedure. Tashma. So Gemara continues asking from that pasuk, because the next word after Shtei Tziparim Chayos is Tahiris. Isn't that indication Mechlal Dika Tameis that that Tziparim Tameis? Says Merloi, Mechlal Dika Treifus. What the pasuk is teaching us is that they are Treifus. Ask the Gemara, Treifus Mechayis Nafka, that you can't bring a bird that's a treifa, we learn from the word chayos. And even though, as Tosfos just points out, didn't we just say that we could have learned that the word chayos is coming to teach us that you have to have rosh evarim? So how can we say the chayos is coming to limit treifas? So Tosfos says that if the Torah is teaching us the halacha of rosh evarim, that certainly treifas are disqualified. For treifa is a greater disqualification than rashi avarim. So if rashi avarim are disqualified, so to our treifas. So we already know that treifas are not usable for this procedure. So says the Gemara, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, there is a question if a treifa, a bird, an animal that's identified to be a treifa, can't survive. So says the Gemara, Hanich l'mandam a treifa chaya, according to the mandam that says a treifa, even though an animal or bird has the defect that makes it into a treifa, it could still survive. So we could say that we can't learn the halacha of treifa from chayos, and we therefore have to learn it from this word, tahirus. El mandam a treifa and a chaya, so we can learn that a treif is disqualified for the word chayos. Michael Amemar, again we're back to what do we need the word tahiris for? And ask the Gemara furthermore, V'oi, Bein l'man dam a treif a chaya, Bein l'man dam a treif en a chaya, according to both of these opinions, with a ton of very small nafka, that a treif cannot be used for this procedure, we can learn from what Rabbi Shmuel taught us at his braisa. The ton of Rabbi Shmuel, just a word of introduction. There are two types of procedures in the Beis HaMikdash. One is known as a machsher, and one is a mechaper. A machsher is a procedure that is done just to allow a person to do something else. A good example would be, we spoke the other day about a yoledes who brings a carbon. And a yoledes who brings a carbon is bringing a carbon in order that she should be able to eat kachshim and enter the Beis HaMikdash. That's a machsher. A mechaper is something that's brought as that's a typical carbon that's brought for a kapara. The two examples that we just gave are example of a machsher or a mechaper that the avoida is done actually in the Beis HaMikdash. But then there's a machsher and a mechaper that the avoida is done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. A machsher outside of the Beis HaMikdash is the avoida that we're discussing. The avoida of the mitzayra, that the mitzayra, the entire procedure, as we've said, is for his purification. A mechaper that's done outside the Beis HaMikdash is the avoida on Yom Kippur of the Sar Lazazel, which brings kapara to Klal Yisrael, but the avoida is done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Bifnim, the word the Gemara is going to use now, is something done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Bechutz, as we just said, is something done outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Shmuel teaches us, Nema machsher mechaper b'fnim. The Torah speaks about a procedure that either a machsher or a mechaper that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Nema machsher mechaper b'chutz. And the Torah speaks about a procedure that's either a machsher or a mechaper that's done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rav Shmuel, Ma machsher mechaper ham b'fnim. When we speak about either a machsher or a mechaper that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is also by machsher and mechaper. By both of them, the halacha is that you can't use an animal that's a treifa, they both have to be the same type of animal. Af machshem chaper omer b'chutz, so too is the halacha regarding an avoda that's done outside the Beis HaMikdash, osba machshe k'mechaper. We treat a machshe like a mechaper. And to explain, the sol azazel, which we explained was a mechaper that's done b'chutz, the sol azazel may not be a treifa. The reason a sol azazel may not be a treifa is very simple. Because how is the sol azazel designated? We remember the Gemara, the Mishnayos, and the Masechet Yuma teach us that they brought two animals that were identical and drew lots to determine which is the animal that should be the Sor Lashem and which is the animal that should be the Sor Lazazel. So, if the animal is going to the Sor Lashem, it certainly has to be perfect. You can't use for an animal, for carbon, anything that's less. If that's the halacha regarding the mechaper b'chutz, so too the halacha by the machshe b'chutz, which is what we're speaking about, the avoida of the tzitoyrim of the mitzvah. So we already know, ask the Gemara, that for sure you could only use an animal that's fine and not a treifa. So if so, we're back to our question: why do we need the pasuk of tahiris by the tzipor? Isn't it come to teach us that there are non-kosher birds? Says the Gemara, El Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, the purpose of that pasuk is Lemute Tzipor Ir HaNidachas. That if there is an Ir HaNidachas, the halacha is that that bird cannot be used for this procedure. Ask the Gemara Lamai, as we've been saying, there are two birds brought. Which bird are we disqualifying because of Tzipor Ir HaNidachas? If it's the bird that's ultimately going to be sent away, we know that we're not allowed to have hano from the bird. We're not allowed to have hano from tzipor ir nedachas. And if we're going to send away that bird, why are we not concerned that somebody may take that bird and use it when you're not allowed to use it? Ella, Sarah's teaching us the shechita, and as the Mefarshim explained, since ultimately we have to kill the bird of the Tzipor Ir HaNidachas anyway, so since we're supposed to kill the bird of Tzipor Ir HaNidachas anyway, one would suggest that what we should do is use it for the Tzipor Shchoita, because we're going to kill it anyway. Teaches us the Torah that we may not use that bird for the bird that's going to be slaughtered with the procedure of the Mitzorah. Tosfos asks, but isn't there a halacha that Mimashki Yisrael, that you're not allowed to use anything for carbon that we're not allowed to eat? And now we're explaining that these birds are not Mimashki Yisrael, the Tzipari and the Dachas. So of course they can't be used. So Tosfos answers that the din of Mashki Yisrael was only said by something that was always disqualified. Whereas here, we're speaking about something that was originally usable, it was originally not, it wasn't always Ir HaNidachas, and therefore the din of Mashke Yisrael doesn't apply. I saw that other Mefarshim suggest that the reason that Mashke Yisrael doesn't apply here, because Mashke Yisrael is only applicable by a bird that we bring as a carbon. This bird is not being brought as a carbon, and therefore it's not. The din of Mashke Yisrael doesn't apply, the Gemara has to bring another limit. But then Tosfos goes on to ask, we just said that you're not allowed to have hano from the bird of Ir HaNidachas. So how could you use this bird for the Tzipor Mitzorah? You're having hano. To which Tosfos answers, mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu. You're not allowed to have hano, mitzvahs aren't giving for hano, and using it for this procedure is not considered having hano. The question, the interesting point based on this Tosfos, there are two very interesting points that the Achrayim made. We've learned many times the concept of Eim Evatim Isl Chatchila. We're not allowed to take something and put it into Roif and therefore it become Mutter because it's Bottle Baroif. And we've discussed many times is that concept of Eim Evatim Isl Chatchila Midaraisa or Midrabon. So the Nagli Yehuda makes a distinction. He says the when is Ein Levatn Isl Chatchila only Osmed Rabbana, when it's only issue of Tam. The Raya he brings is a Gemara we learned many times in Am Sechta. The Torah teaches us to cook the foreleg of the Nazir, of the Ayil HaNazir, together with the rest of the animal. But the rest of the animal is mutter to be eaten by Yisraelim, by the Nazir. The leg may only be eaten by Kohanim. So isn't it going to have taste from this leg? It's bottle. But you're cooking it l'chatchila. So it's a raya that there is no problem of aim of atmos l'chatchila midoraisa. Says the Nag Yehuda, that's only in such a case where it's only issue of tam, traveling. Wherever says the Noida Behuda, we're dealing with an object, a whole object. There is a concept of Ein Vatmas L'Chatchila, even Midoraisa. And his Raya is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that you're not allowed to send this bird of the Ir HaNidachas out because somebody may pick up that bird. But let's think about it. Even if somebody picks up that bird, it's going to be bottled in all the thousands of birds that there are in the world. So why should it be a problem? From here we see that there's an issue of Eim Avakon Issa L'Chatchila when it's a whole separate item, even with the Raisa. But then I saw another interesting vort. And that is that the Mepharshim ask that the halacha is that even though Mitzvah Slav L'Hemes Nitnu, as we just saw, let's say it's Hanukkah, and we have oil available that's perfectly fine oil, and then we have oil that is not really, we have oil that's Osaba Hanor. So what oil may be used? So the Paiskim say, if you have fine oil, and you have oil that's Osaba Hanor, you have to use the good oil. Only if you have no other oil may you use the oil that's Asubah Hanor. We just said Mitzvah Slav L'Hemes Nitnu. The answer is, you're going to have Hanor. Because if I have oil that I'm not allowed to have Hanor from, and I have regular oil as well, and I go and I use the Asur Hanor oil, then I'll have the regular oil available for any use. That's called having Hanor from an Issa Hanor, and it's there for Asur. Asked the Koichim Yaakov, the Koichim Yaakov was the father of the Chibina Rav, asked the Koichim Yaakov, if so, so then why in our Gemara is there a Havamina that we could use the Tzipa Ir HaNidachas? The Tzipa HaNidachas is Osa Bahanor. And if I use this bird, I'll be able to save the other bird for my own personal use. Answers the Koichim Yaakov. That the Torah, when it teaches us to bring birds for the Metzora, specifically says that you should bring birds that are Dror, that are Hefker. So when do the Paiskim say their Vort, says the Koichim Yaakov, that you shouldn't use something that's Osa Bahanor, if you have available something that's Mutter Bahanor, because you're actually gaining? That's only when you have to bring something that you own. But here you're not bringing anyway something that you own. The Torah says to bring a Tzipa Dror. Since the Torah says to bring a Tzipa Dror, you're not gaining by using an Issa Hanor. And that's why the Gemara would have said, we would have thought that you're allowed to use that word. That's why the Torah comes to teach us that you may not. Rav Amar, Rav says that the purpose of the Pasuk of Tahiris is coming to teach us a different din. Lemuti, Shloi Lezavgla, that means that we shouldn't take another bird to the live bird before it was sent away for a second mitzvah, says the Gemara. Lamai, and again the Gemara drills down, which bird are we talking about? Ila shchita, if the Torah says that you can't use this bird for shchita, habay shluach, we already shechted it. Says the Gemara, ila shluach, what the Torah means to say, says the Gemara, is that we have one bird. And we start off with one mitzvah and two birds. And what the Torah is teaching us is, the first mitzvah comes, you shecht one bird. And now the Torah is teaching us that we shouldn't leave that bird before sending it away for another mitzvah. Of course, the Mefarshim say that if we send the first bird away, and then we catch another bird, and it happens to be the first bird, that isn't the problem. Furthermore, Mefarshim ask that isn't there a concept of ein oisim mitzvos chavilus chavilus? So how can we use the same bird twice? Answers the Yamsha Shlomo. The when is there a concern of ein oisim mitzvos chavilus chavilus? That's if we still were in the middle of the first mitzvah. But as I just finished describing, we already finished using the first bird. The first mitzvah already finished this procedure. And now we're up to the second mitzvah. So that's not an issue of ein oisim mitzvos chavilus chavilus. The Chasam Sofer says that the concept of ein oisim mitzvos chavilus chavilus does not apply when we don't have any other way to do the mitzvah. And perhaps, he said, that's what the Gemara here means, that we're referring to a situation where there's no other bird available, so we would think that we could reuse the bird, teaches us the Torah, that we may not reuse the bird. Rav Papa says a different point in the word Tahiris. It's coming to teach us birds that were used for exchange of Avodah Zarah. The Ksiv, the Torah says, regarding such a bird, V'hoysa cheirim kamayu, everything that comes off an Avodah Zarah has a din like Avodah Zarah. So ask the Gemara God, which bird is the Torah teaching us can't be this type of a bird? Lamai, Elish Shiluach, if we're referring to the bird that we're actually going to send away, of course that can't be a bird that was used in exchange for Avodah Zarah. For like Amr Torah, Shlach with the Kolah, that bird would not have an off from. And certainly the Torah would have never have suggested that we should use that bird and send it away, and then somebody will pick it up and use it for his own purpose, which of course is also, says the Gemara, El L'Shchita. The Torah is teaching us that we shouldn't use that bird for Shchita. And again, as we said earlier, what the Gemara means to say is that we would think, since this bird has to be killed anyway, so maybe we should kill two birds with one stone and use it for the Shchita, for the Shechitas Mitzayra, Kamash Milan, that we may not. Ravina has a different way of explaining the Pasuk. Here we're speaking about Ba'oif Shaharagas HaNefesh. We're talking about a bird that killed somebody. So ask the Gemara, let's try to understand. Hey Chidami, what is the situation here? Either Gam Ravina, if this bird was already killed, was already sentenced for stoning, for killing somebody, Bar Ketalahu, so that bird is Mechuyiv Misa. Ela Koinig Madina. It's talking about it wasn't yet sentenced. Ulamai. What's the Pasuk teaching us? Elish Shiluach, that the Torah is teaching us that we shouldn't use that bird as the bird to be sent away. Of course it can't be. Boy Lesuye Lebeidina. I have to send it to a bet. It has to be brought for Besdin for sentencing. Because we have to be Mekayim. The Torah says that you have to get rid of such a bird. Ella, what the Torah is teaching us is that you can't use this bird for Shechita. We learned in the Mishnah, Oif Tamei Roivitz Abei Oif Tar. If a non-kosher bird is hovering, is sitting on top of a kosher bird, there's no din of Shluch HaKeim. Says the Gemara, Bishloima Oif Tamei Roivitz Abei Tzeitar. When a non-kosher bird is sitting on kosher eggs, there's no din of shluach hakeim. For as we've been learning, being a tzipor, we have to have a tzipor. And as we just finished learning, a non-kosher bird is not called a tzipor. Veleka. Ella asked the Gemara, Oif tahor roivitz abei oif tamei. If you have a kosher bird sitting on non-kosher birds, hot tzipor who? Isn't this a situation of tzipor? So why isn't there a halacha of shluach hakeim? Answers the Gemara, Rav Kahana, as Rav Kahana taught us, Tikach Loch, the Torah says that the eggs should be taken to you. They have to be taken to you, V'loy L'Klavecho, not to give in to your dogs. Hachinami, here too what the Torah means, L'Kach Loch V'loy L'Klavecho. So if you're going to take these eggs, we may not eat, because they're non-kosher, so therefore, there's no din of Shluach HaKein. asked the Gemara, "Vehechi itmid Rav Kahana? Where exactly was Rav Kahana? Where did Rav Kahana teach us this?" Says the Gemara, "Ahada Tanya," regarding the following brisa. It says in a brisa, "Ein treifa, if the mother bird is a treifa, chay b'shulach. There's a chiyuv of shiluach hakeim. Efroichim treifos, but if the efroichim are treifa, potim b'shulach. There's no chiyuv of shiluach hakeim. Menani mili. Why? I'm a Rav Kahana, the makra tikach lecha v'loy v'necha." So the Mefarshim ask, we've been learning in our Gemara the concept of that we're not allowed to send the takala. So how could there be a havimina that we should send the mother bird who's a treifa out? Isn't there a concept of ein shlach l'takala? And we're learning that if the mother bird is a treifa, actually you do shluch hakein. So one teretz that the Rishonim give is that we're talking about a treifa which is noticeable, and therefore there's no concern for takala. Another teretz is that when is there a concept that we don't say shlach with takala, where the shiluach causes the takala? Over here, it's not the shiluach that causes the takala. The fact that it's a treifa has nothing to do with the shiluach. Ask the Gemara, v'leikish, why don't we say and compare ein treifa l'afroichim and say ma'afroichim? We just finished learning that if they are treifos, potim shluach, there's no din of shluach hakeim, because as we learned l'chav lo l'klavecha, af ein treifa, even if the mother treifa, potim namely the aloch ought to be potim l'shalayach, there should be no din of shluach hakeim. In Cain, ask the Gemara, if that would be the aloch, that if the mother bird is a treifa, there's no din of shluach hakeim. We just finished learning a long piece of Gemara Naman Aleph. But if it's a non-kosher bird, there's no din of shluch hakein. Of course there's no din of shluch hakein. It may not be eaten. Even if it's a kosher bird, it's a treif, there's no shluch hakein. Certainly if it's a non-kosher bird. Ask the Gemara, V'atanya, V'atanya ein afroichim chayav b'shluach. Here it says in the Braisa that if the afroichim are treifa, it's chayav b'shluach, which is not like we're learning. We're learning that the freichem a treifa, there's no chiv shluch hakein. Amar Abaya, answers Abaya, hachikama. This is the way to understand this braisa. A freich, she'im a treifa. If the mother's a treifa, but the freichem are not, chay b'shluch, there's a chiv shluch hakein. By Rav Oshia, asks Rav Oshia, hoshi yad l'kein, if somebody stuck his knife into the nest, the shachat niyat simon, and he started shechting the young chicks. Mahu, what will there be a chiyuv of shluch hakein? Mi amrin, do we say kiyum the ilu shavak luhu matrifi? Do we say since if he would have left those birds there without completing the shechita, so they would become treif because they only had partial shechita, and since they only had partial shechita, they ultimately cannot survive, and they also would not be kosher, and therefore there's no chiv shluch hakein. Bina l'chav alay l'kavecha. Adilma, kivin b'yada l'migma shchita, since ultimately he can complete the shchita, tikachloch kurinabeg, it is still in the concept of tikachloch v'chayi b'shluach v'teku. So the Gemara leaves the question. And as the Mefarshim, as Rabbi Chanan, explains the Gemara's question, he explains what the Gemara says is, the Gemara is trying to understand what does the Torah mean when it says tikach lecha v'lo l'klavecha. Does the Torah mean that it has to be right now usable by us? And here when we have this bird that's in the middle of the shechita, right now it's not usable to us? And if it was left this way, it will never be usable to us? Or is the fact that it ultimately can be usable if you'll complete the shechita, it doesn't fall into the category of tikach loch v'loy l'klavecha. Bar Rav Yirmiyah, matlus mash tachot. If there's a piece of material between the mother and the babies, is there chiyuv shluach hakein? Knai fayim, feathers that are disconnected from the mother, mal shetachot, are they considered a chatzitza? Beim mezoris, as we're going to learn, there is no chiyuv shluach hakein by Bein Muzaris. Bein Muzaris means eggs that are safna the arrow, that are unfertilized and therefore could never hatch into a chicken. Or shnei sidri beim zor gazur mahu, if there are two rows of eggs, one on top of the other, mahu, what will be the halacha? That do we say that since they're one on top of the other, and as Rashi explains, since the he wants to take the bottom row, do we say that the upper row of bird of chicks of eggs is a chatzitza or not? That's how Rashi learns. Many Rishonim disagree with Rashi, the Rashba, and they explain that the Gemara is referring to only to a situation that certainly if you have two rows of eggs and both are kosher, one would not be a chatzitza between the bottom, the upper row of eggs would not be a chatzitza between them and the mother. Here we're referring to a situation where the upper row are birds that are not, are eggs that are not mechuyim shulcha kain, the bein mezorois or the trefois, and therefore the Gemara asks, are they considered a chatzitza? And actually, I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the machlok between Rashi and the Rashba is really based on a very fundamental question, which we'll discuss still in Mitzvah Shem. When the Torah says tikach lecha, the Torah says that you want to take the bird, that you're taking the bonim. Is that a requirement for the Mitzvah Shluch HaKein? Or you bekayim the Mitzvah Shluch HaKein even if you don't take the bonim? Rashi says that's only when you're going to take the bonim are you mekayim the Mitzvah Shluch HaKein. And since here there is no intent, as we said, to take the upper row of birds, so there's no Mitzvah Shluch HaKein. The Rashba, on the other hand, holds it doesn't make a difference if you want to take them or not. The Mitzvah Shluch HaKein is always there. The only reason the Gemara is questioning here is there a chatzitza is because these upper birds are birds that have no mitzvah of shluch, okay? And in all these questions, the Gemara says take it. Actually, Tosfos HaRosh says that all of these questions are to be understood as intim tzulonim. If you'll say this is a chatzitza, what's going to be the case in the next case? By Rav Zeira, yoina abei tassel. If you have a yoina sitting on the eggs of a tassel, mahu. Tassel obey a yoina, or tassel on top of a yoina, mahu. Omabai, toshma, oif tamei roibitz obey oif tahor. If the non kosher, if a tamei bird on top of kosher eggs, with tar roibitz obey oif tamei pot mishua. Hotovitar, it seems chayiv. And a yoina and a tassel are both kosher birds. Says the Gemara, that isn't a raya, because maybe the Mishnah is only speaking about a kaira, that whose nature is to sit on birds that are not her own. But maybe by other birds, even if they're both kosher, there will be no chiv shluch hakein. So as Rishonim and Achronim explain this piece of Gemara, certainly two different type of yoina there would be mitzvah shluch hakein. On the other hand, when the two birds are totally different types, there will certainly not be mitzvah shluch hakein. The yoina and tassel, even though they're not the same type of bird, do have some resemblance to each other. And that's why the Gemara's question is, what will be the halacha? Furthermore, the Miches Chinuch wants to draw a distinction between if it's sitting on the birds in order to help them hatch, that's when the Gemara is questioning if there's a chiv shluch hakein, or if it's just sitting on it, but not to help it hatch. Where there, the Gemara certainly would not hold. There's a question of a chiv shluch hakein. So we went in the Mishnah, kaira zacher, the male kaira. Many explained that the kaira is a partridge. The blazer mechayiv a chama paitri. Omer Rabbu, my time to the blazer. Asya the gira the gira. He learns the xerisha of the word gira gira. Ksiv hacha. It says regarding the kaira zacher, kaira dogger v'lo yolat. The tziv hasam, and it says regarding a mother bird and its babies. Of a kav dogra b'tzila. So we see that dogra is a word that's used regarding mother and its child birds, and by kaira zacha there is the gira. Amar b'laza, comments are b'laza, machlaik is the kaira zacha This machlokes is between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is the Kaira Zachar. Aver Kaira in the Keva, a female Kaira over a different type of eggs, the Rehakel, even the Rabbanan, will agree that's Chayiv. As Mar Pshita, obviously that's what the machlokes is about. Because the Mishnah clearly said, Kaira Zachar Tanan. The Mishnah said, Kaira Zachar. Answered the Gemara. Ma'atayim Rabbanan fil Kaira in the Keva Patri. Rabbanan actually hold that even by Kaira in the Keva, there is no din of Shluch HaKayim. Vayu Tani Zachar. Why did the Mishnah teach us the din by Zachar? L'diach HaKlech Rebbe Lezer, to teach us how Machmer Rebbe Lezer is, that not only is he Machmer by a Nekeva, but even by a Zachar, Mashmuan, that by Nekeva there is no Machlaikis. Everybody holds that there is a din of Shluch HaKayim. Vayu Rebbe Lezer, Machlaikis B'Kayra Zachar. The Machlaikis between Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham is strictly by Kayra Zachar. Alba Zach ba'alma, a regular male bird, the Re'akal Potter, there is no mitzvah Shluch HaKayim. As the Mar Pshita, obviously that's the case. Kaira Zachar Tanan, the Mishnah spoke strictly by the Kaira Zachar. Any other Zachar, there certainly is no mitzvah Shluch HaKayim. Answers the Gemara, Ma'atayim Rebbe Elazar filo Zachar the Alma M'chayim. Rebbe Elazar holds it a chiyuv of Shluch HaKayim by all male birds. Aye, v'hai the Tani Kaira Zachar, so why do you choose to speak strictly by Kaira Zachar? Lodi Acha Klechad Rabbanan, to teach us how lenient the Rabbanan are, that even by Kaira Zachar they're lenient, and certainly by all other Zacharim, Kamashmuan, that's why Rabbi Elazar told us that that's not the case, and even Rabbi Elazar, who's a Machmer, is only by Kaira Zachar, not anywhere else. Tanya Nami Hachi, and indeed so do we learn in the Braisa, Zachar the Alma Potter, by regular Zachar, everybody agrees that no mitzvah Shluch HaKayim. Kaira Zachar, by a male Kaira, that's where we have the Machlokes, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar Machayev, Shluch HaKayim, Chachamim Patri.